phantom pooper who thinks he can just drop the kids off at any pool he pleases.
Welcome to Job in the Tinsel. I'm Jezbot.
I'm Timmy Taco.
Coming live from Jezbot Studio.
Is that, can you hear the echo?
Yeah. It's really loud.
It's the space. It's the space with the most.
But I'm sure you're going to put filters and...
Yeah, you know.
Make it sound good.
Yeah.
It's been a while, Taco.
Well, it's been a while in here, hasn't it?
Yeah.
What's this drink you made me?
Well, it's a delicious soda stream, filtered water with some fresh lime off the back tree and just a sprinkle of pineapple juice.
No, nothing. This is not alcoholic.
No.
Oh.
Did you want some?
Well, it's so fancy because you got the limes. Did you grow these limes?
I did. They're delicious.
Right. They're very limey.
Oh, yeah.
It's filling the whole room with lime.
Mm. And
the cubes are...
They go for a pretty penny, those limos.
Is it?
Yeah.
What are we fetching out?
A couple of bucks. A couple, to at least $2 a lime.
They're practically giving them away. Yeah, so I was the other night, sleeping in my bed.
Yeah.
And get woken up by two hefty kicks. The shut up kicks. And I'm like, I must have been snoring.
Yeah.
Anyway, left that in the morning. I went, was I snoring last night? And she's like, nah, you were like making the weirdest sound. She said like sounds you've never made before.
Right.
It reminded me of my dream.
Okay.
I was in this massive auditorium with this other chick. Yeah. And we were singing. We were like belting out some tunes and going, wow, it's really good echo in here. And I was singing away. Like singing in real life.
Far out. Luckily you didn't. Wasn't one of those other kind of dreams with other chicks.
You know? Yeah. But apparently my dreaming...
Night terrors.
...singing voice isn't as sweet as my dream singing voice. It
never is.
Yeah.
So, that's fancy. Have you been anywhere else in your dreams lately?
The one dream... I'm not going to bore everybody with the dream details.
No.
But I got up and called... Madonna, because she says to me, you should write your dreams down because they're prolific.
Yeah.
But I had one of those beginning, middle, end film dreams.
Nice.
And it was all in Japanese subtitles.
Right.
It was all Japanese, but like English subtitles.
So okay.
It was hard to read.
Yeah.
As like most.
Yeah, well, it's like when you try to use your phone in your dream and just cannot get the numbers to press.
Get the numbers right. Yeah.
If you've been watching Shogun. No,
I haven't started that.
That's awesome.
Yeah, right.
And that's the same thing. It's all in Japanese, and then
is it?
Yes, subtitles. A lot of subtitles. But when the guy's in it, the white man character, he's actually speaking in Portuguese, but we hear it as English.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so that's it's not subtitles and subtitles and
okay.
Yeah.
So they don't do the old because I think they did that on Star Trek at one stage. I'm doing subtitles and then all of a sudden it just merged and went English.
Yeah.
Just so that we could all understand it and you get the gist.
Yeah. It's authentic.
Speaking Kardashian.
It's the Kardashians.
Is it the Kardashians?
No, it's the Klingons and the
I think it's the Kardashian. I think it is. I'll look that one up.
Please don't.
Because the Kardashians are aliens. But, so basically what I did is I called her, called Madonna, pressed record, set the mic up, pressed record. And as I was telling her the story, that was me recording the dream. So I told it to her.
Ah, right.
Because I had narrative. And I don't want to sit there and Timmy two-finger, two-type, Timmy-typer.
Slow-typer.
Yeah. And I just thought that was a good way of doing it. You tell it once.
Yeah, first thing in the morning.
But beginning, middle, and end.
Yes.
It's insane.
Because it's like it's the vibe of a dream. You can't really describe the feeling you were having when you were seeing the...
Yeah, and you only really want to tell dreams once.
Or not at all.
In entirety.
Yeah, or just not at all.
Oh, it was worth it. It was worth it because it's a money-making idea.
Oh, okay.
It's definitely a money-making idea. It had like twists and turns and... Brilliant.
Very nice.
But been having pretty good dreams.
Oh, do a dental update.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not a dentist. Well, I have been to the dentist again. I meant to say my peepers, getting my eyes checked finally. And I've never been to an optometrist. Have you ever been?
For my peepers, no, but I do need to do that.
They've got all the gadgets.
Is it?
Yeah, this one thing. It's like right up
look
in your eye.
Look into my eyes.
Yeah, it is that. Always. It blows like wind in your eye and then you've got to look in. Yeah, it dries it out and then sees how it reacts. And then you go into the city.
How's that? No, it's horrible.
Yeah. And then they take you to the specialist after they've done the pre-scanning. Mm. Take you into the little office, it's tripped out. She was like, she put these droppers in. I had to go get these droppers in and then come back in 15 minutes. But in those 15 minutes, you go totally blurry. Like, you can't read your screen or the phone. It's like your dreams when you're trying to read your phone. It's like, what does it say? And then she was poking around in there.
Ew.
Like, shines this light and... You're supposed to like look up into the corner, and then if you look hard enough, it becomes like one of those 3D magic posters where you can actually see the veins in your eyeball.
Yeah,
it's like this red background, and then you can see all the veins, the total vein structure.
Yeah, how's that look?
I said, "This is tripped out." She goes, "Yeah, it's pretty wild stuff.
Pretty wacky duck a doodle." That's the results.
Well, I do have some floaties, but everyone's got the floaties in your eyeballs.
Yeah, I reckon
they're not on the surface; they're in.
Yeah, I reckon I can see one of the critters right now. But you try to look at him and he just, like, he moves.
Yeah, he scooches away.
Directly at it.
Nah. Really hurt. There he is. Yeah. I got some.
Oh, shit.
Apparently, it's very normal.
Is it?
I've got 20/20 vision. I've got nothing.
So, why are you getting your eyes tested?
Well, because it's, like, at night. I said, like, you know, I think it's the LED light, honestly. Since I got my downlights changed to LEDs. Mm. That new style. Mm-hmm. It's that blue wave energy.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
And it sort of doesn't.
No, you don't have the mad tracing. Because some of these lights flicker.
Mm. Like, yeah, without our eyeballs being able to see.
Seeing.
Yeah, it's going on and on and on.
And then
on
if
on
you
on
move on. Your hands, you get tracing.
Oof.
Tracy.
So, yeah, at night when I'm.
20/20 vision, you say.
Yeah, it's all good. Don't need glasses.
Don't have to stick carrots in your eyes.
Nah. Carrot juice, just pour it in there. So it's bizarre because I could have sworn that my peepers are... But anyway, since she's put all the eye drops in and like burnt the back of my retinas, they feel better.
20/21 vision.
I think you just need to go and have a good scrape out of your eyeballs. You've got to wash out.
Yeah, right.
See, because you're not looking at me now, but you're looking for the...
I'm looking for the squidgery dudes. What do you call them? Did they give him a name?
Floaters.
Floaters?
Yeah.
I don't like that.
It's reminiscent of a turd in a pool, isn't it?
Well, I was going to bring that up. Funny you should segue into that.
Really?
It's a bit gross doodle dandy.
It's a poop story.
Well, I live in a family of four.
Mm.
And occasionally... The flush don't work.
Right.
All to the standard.
It's that old, why won't that? Why won't it flush? Pebble shit. Yeah.
What's up with that pebble shit? I was going to ask you, because I live in a family of four, so you just go flush a doodle dandy.
Yeah.
It could be anyone's.
Yeah, right? Sure. Right? When it's just two of us.
If there's just two of you and you know it's not you.
Yeah.
And you have to see it. Right. Does that change how you look at your partner from then on?
Well, everyone shits, Tim, whether we like it or not.
I'm talking about if you got it.
You hope not to see. I call it it's a reverse osmosis. Like your toilet, right? Your toilet. Sometimes you flush, and I reckon it's down, but then like the pressures underneath. I don't know where the pipes were. Yeah, like pushes one little guy back up. I honestly swear to God, that's the science behind it. And it's not someone not checking.
Yeah, okay. So your partner sees that one tiny pebble return.
Yeah.
And then profiles you as a pebbler.
Yeah, the pebbler.
And then it doesn't mention it because it's a gross conversation to have.
Mm.
But then thinks for the rest of their life,
he's a
pebble boy.
Because you know what it is with the pebble boys. well... it sort of makes you think, this guy or this person, the perpetrator, the perpetrator, doesn't look, doesn't check after
doesn't
flushing. Toilet etiquette.
Yeah.
Toilet etiquette. Pebble Boys. Doesn't check after flushing. Because you got to make sure there's a brush next to a toilet for a reason.
Yes.
There's bleach or, you know.
Yep. Yep.
Use it. Yep. Liberally.
Yep.
Every time you go in there, just have a bloody scrape out.
I'm a brusher.
Yeah. Because no one else is cleaning that, Dunny.
Nope.
It's you, Dad.
Yeah.
Maybe Vanessa.
Yeah. But
it's not the other two pesky
kids. I think I can handle Mason's
little poop.
Like baby arm, giant vermin floating.
Right, low brain.
But if I knew it was coming out of my sweetums,
yeah, you're breaking up.
I think so.
It's a deal breaker. Well, you're lucky because you got two dunnies.
Yeah, one of the dunnies is on the fritz.
Ah, this is not good.
No, see, so I was going to get a bloody plumber around, but then nothing untoward is happening there. It's just you do a flush and the water's coming up to the...
Yeah, it's probably not good.
...to the riser.
Well, so, you have to see my mate Nick. He was here yesterday plumbing.
Yeah, I did think about that. Nick, my mate, the master plumber. I
had some bloody burst pipos.
But then they said, why don't you just get the old plunger? Good old plunger.
Ooh.
Yeah. So I did the old plunge,
mm.
and because there'd been 50 rising flushes since then, so all the nasty pasties have passed, and
okay,
there's nothing gross about it,
right?
But did the old
right
fixed?
Ah, so you did. You are a plumber.
Yeah, now I'm a plumber.
Because when I do that in the shower, it's nastier, isn't it? It does that final regurge before it goes down. You get to see its lunch. I've got a poop story. Do you want a poop update? Sure. I've got the hot scoop. Literally.
Really?
Yeah. I seen it with my own two eyes last night.
Mm.
And I don't know if I'm allowed to be talking about this because I think Current Affair has the rights to the video.
Okay.
Because you just sent it in, but what the hell?
What the heck?
Phantom Pooer.
Mm-hmm. Well, it strikes again.
Has been hit in this one spot on a certain highway.
Okay.
It's population, you know, populated.
Right.
12 times. I'm talking about 3 mins that way.
Is it?
Yeah.
Where did you see this on the news?
Well, my source. I can't reveal your source. Can't reveal it. Too many questions, Tim.
Let me just say, is it a self-discovery on a dog walk?
Well, it's at night. He strikes at night.
Mm.
And obviously the victims have put it in the camera to find out who's pooping.
Yep.
But it's bold because it's 12 times.
Mm.
So
serial.
Yeah, serial pooper. I'm watching the footage and... Mm. It's just like this headlights out over in the distance. Camera's got a good perspective of the road.
Yeah.
And right in the distance. Sitting there for about 3 mins. And then when he's
doing the final cook-off.
He's just like getting his gut ready to go. Maybe having some more olive oil or something to lube up.
Yeah, it's like popping the cookies back in for another 5 minutes just to make sure they're done.
Exactly. So then this van comes into shot. It's a work van.
Yeah.
It's got one of the pipes on top.
Okay, so
he's either a plumber or he's a sparky.
It's got to be a sparky because plumbers know better.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you say?
I think
this crosses over.
Mm.
With one of your rules, don't pop your phone number on the side of the van.
No, never.
Because especially if you're a
road rager,
road pooper, poop on the road.
So this guy gets out of his van, goes around to the passenger side, opens the door.
So is he the guy that was waiting?
Yeah, he was out in the distance. He's just waiting and waiting, and then he
So decides
to poop.
Why this particular place?
Well, this is the question.
No, well, I'd be looking up the bloody electrical history of the house.
That's exactly what I said.
I haven't paid.
Or bad review on Google.
Yeah.
Turns out this lady, the victim, is a bit like that. Would be the type of person that would post bad reviews.
Gotcha.
And it's a bit of a nosy neighbor, I would say.
Karen, if you will.
So she's done something. It's revenge.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a revenge poop.
Definitely. Or mistaken identity.
Okay.
Who knows?
So do we see him exit the van?
Right, he gets out of the van, walks around the front of the van, opens the passenger door.
Yep.
So now he's got like a bit of a screen, to block his ass.
He's pooping next to the van.
He's like right next to the tire, right? On the nature strip, right?
On the nature strip.
Yeah. And then does his business because it's like thermal.
Could be
thermal cameras. But he was
gotcha.
The cookies were ready.
They'll
taken out of they were completely done.
Ready to serve. I had a biscuit with my tea.
He had seven biscuits.
Seven biscuits.
But he had a lot of biscuits on board.
A proper batch.
Then pulls his pants up. Didn't see any kind of wiping. he's very efficient as well, I'll say.
It's crime of passion.
Efficient.
Is it?
It's in and out and under, I don't know.
Mostly out. More than out. More out than in.
It's like a 25-second...
job. Turnaround.
Dump and run.
Dump and run. And then, so was she out there each day with the old scooper, scooping up the shame? Because, like, technically speaking here, he might have a gripe with the council.
Maybe.
He might have got a fine in that spot. So then he's gone back to assert his authority. Win one back.
Yeah.
Or two.
The team. Just got to drop the kids off at the
technically,
pool.
Technically, even though that's outside of her house, I was thinking maybe it was within the property. But being on the nature strip changes the
dynamics and the tone. Because if he does actually go onto their property, I think you could get fines. You know, also the public defecation fine. You cop it like...
Is there a public defecation fine?
I'm sure there is. You're not allowed to just like go and shit everywhere, too.
Sure, yeah, that's true.
If you've got to pick up your dog's shit, you've definitely got to pick up your human shit.
Defecation fine.
Yeah.
I see how much it is.
And then pulls his pants up, goes around to the front of the car, and in the driver's seat, and he's away. So there you go.
Person urinates, defecates in public place within the municipality or town, anywhere in the premises provided for that purpose.
Yeah.
Not provided for that purpose, is guilty of an offence. Maximum penalty.
Penalty.
Penalty. What do you reckon? How much?
In per quids
per or yeah.
Australian, what are we
how many
doing?
Quids.
I'm going 1,000 poops, 1,000 diarrheas,
1,000 quidages,
squidgages,
squidgery days. It's 250 squidgeries.
Is that all?
Yeah, but what did we say? Times 12.
Oh yeah, but times seven little dwarves.
Yeah.
I bet you their current affairs is not going to handle it as quite as well as we did. Won't be as funny anyway.
Expectation fee. Expectation? That word there? 2020 vision? Can you say that? Expectation fee.
I think you should cut this out.
I think that's one's $2.50 is for the twos.
Ah, ones and twos.
Expectation is for the pee-pees.
So ones and
$80 for that.
Yeah, right.
$80 for urine.
That's good. It's not enough, I don't think.
Yeah, big no-no. And then so she submitted the footage to local council or Current Affair.
Yeah. Because we've got to find this. This is what I will say. This is what I will say. Yeah, your thermal cameras. You can never see.
Do you reckon Current Affairs added thermal effect to it for effect.
I was watching the raw footage from the security camera of a screen. Someone filming their screen at home of their footage.
You gotta have a particular personality to be able to watch that footage. They've seen it, then they've recorded it themselves, so they've watched it many times.
Oh,
so
yeah.
You're a serial watcher.
But at that stage, you're looking for clues.
I think you got you got at least two clues per visit.
you got his DNA, that's for sure. But this is the problem with the cameras. Yeah. They're not clean enough. You can see the van, but you can't see any writings on the side. He's got no, like, you can't see the number plate. You can barely see his face. It's just blurry. It's like useless. Who cares?
But they say that you can read the label on a cigarette from a satellite.
Yeah. But we can't get good security cameras.
No. Can't we get, because they do 4K, but what does that even mean?
I think you need what
that technology, zoom in, zoom left, zoom right, zoom in, clarify.
Bend around the corner, go into the mirror.
You need a hacker.
See the reflection.
One of those 1980s hackers.
I think we need a drone scenario where a little drone poops out every time the camera's on, and we've got a live one.
Yeah.
A little camera with 4K just pops out of the grass and like... Get a shot of his face.
An aerial.
And a number plate check.
But
he's definitely pissed off, this guy.
Yeah. I mean, you know, people get annoyed about the craziest things.
Mm.
I've found that Vanessa gets... She's got a gripe about me socks.
Okay.
She doesn't like how I relax in my socks.
What do you mean?
Well, if I'm on the couch and I'm chilling out, my feet are up on the couch and just chilling out.
Yeah.
She's always commenting on, oh, there's a hole in your sock.
Oh,
there's
right.
a hole in your sock. How do you do it? And doesn't like it.
Right.
How big do the holes need to be before you go?
As soon as you get a hole, it's time for a new pair of socks.
Where am I throwing just that sock out?
Or both socks.
Or do I find the pair?
Find the pair. Unless you've got all same socks like me. I've got all the same socks. So once one, you know, you get a hole in it, I've still got a lefty or a righty.
Okay, back together at last, always.
It's always a backup.
Okay.
And as soon as the elastic goes around the ankle, it's time to go.
Yeah, it's time to go.
We're not animals.
Because there's the other thing. The other thing I do, and I'm just gonna take kick off me, buddy. Ugh, foot here, no holes. No. The other thing she hates what I do. I do it, kind of do it deliberately now because I know she hates it.
Yeah.
Give myself the old foot beanie.
Okay.
Well, so I just roll. I roll the sock up, so it's just covering my toes and sitting on my foot like a beanie.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Does that piss you off?
Because
sometimes
that's annoying.
I like the feeling of. Just
I reckon
the top of my toes covered.
Look, she hates that might have been adorable and funny when you first met each other. But after like 25 years of living together, it's
never appreciated the foot beanies.
Is she grossed out by feet in general?
No.
Just yours.
No, she just doesn't like when I do that. She doesn't see how I can relax with something hanging off my foot. I said I could make it worse and I could hang the top of... I do the... put my shoe on. Do the foot beanie, but then pinch the top so the top's hanging off like a Smurf hat.
Yeah, I can see that.
Hates that. Hates that even more.
What is she wearing on her tootsies?
She does the old slippos.
Ah, slippers. What, that have been walking around picking up dirt and shit off the floor, and then she puts them on the table?
Nah.
They're not
up on the scooch, but but she's got like indoor footwear, which I'm not a big fan of. Not a big fan of the slippers.
Are you a bit puffed out now that you've just put your shoe on?
Oh, yes. It's hard.
You're supposed to be into shoes, and the way you put that on is like it's going to destroy your Nike, isn't it?
Yeah, but I've had these kicking around for bloody...
Your kicks.
7 years, these ones. Look how good they look.
How are your feet after a long day walking? Are they barking at the dogs barking at you?
Nah.
No?
Nah. No.
I didn't realise that was that song. The dogs are barking.
What, it's about foots?
Oh, I reckon. Because they're like hard rockers, like going on tour, and they've been standing up all day, and they're like, the dogs are barking.
That segues into something I discovered at, today.
I'm hitting these segues.
You sure are. Because you talk about rock and roll music.
Sure.
And I thought to myself, rock and roll music in particular, and I'm not saying this is about every genre, but rock and roll in particular. Yeah. Is the one genre where they make a point to tell you it's rock and roll all the time. Rock and rolling.
Yeah.
It's a rock and roll.
I would argue as well, the blues does that
a lot. The blues does it too.
They've always got the blues. This is the blues. I've always got the blues.
Rock and roll is the blues with the distortion.
Sped up, yeah.
Sped up and then distortion.
Yeah. Plus the makeup and the wigs.
But they're always telling us it's rock and roll.
Yeah.
Rock and roll rhythm, a girl. Oh,
God made rock and roll for you.
He did. Yeah. See, it's like, why having to tell us?
It's probably Project Monarch and the CIA owning the recording industry and want you to get into rock and roll, rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
So that when the stars, the rock and rollers, tell you to go and, you know, buy a holiday in Bali, let's just say, you do. Because the dogs are barking.
So rock and roll is what you do when you're on fire, where duck and cover is what you do when
after a nuke.
After a nuke. So the nuke goes on, you duck and cover, you catch fire, and you rock and roll.
Right.
Like, oh, I'm on fire. Better roll.
That's roll a new style.
It, put it out.
New style of music after
the pop. Yeah, but then I thought, hip-hop is another one.
We're hip and hopping, and then we stop rocking. The mash in, the mash over.
Yeah.
What was that one with the guy with the big lips and the Run DMC boys?
Is that Run DMC? Oh, that was, Walk This Way, Talk This Way.
Yeah, they still play that shit.
They do. It's terrible. Don't tell me how to walk and talk.
Or dance.
Yeah.
Or like, rock out.
I'm not
going to
take walking tips from like the Rolling Stones, for example, because he does that strut. He's got some lips.
Come
in
to
him.
Think of it, every music does that. Like dance music or techno. This is techno.
Dance.
True. You must dance.
Dance. Oh yeah, dance music's always telling us to dance. Yeah.
Go to the club and dance. I'm in the club.
Where is this club?
They're shit.
And how much does it cost to get in?
Oh, it's like $35 to get in.
It is, right?
Yeah, for a cover charge.
Because Revolver.
Two drink min.
Yeah, Revolver's doing a buddy gig. Free gig. Come and see a fucking free gig at the free gig show.
Cub cooks.
But then it's $35 to get in.
Yeah.
So it's not a free gig.
No, it's not.
Free gig.
But how else are we going to wash these carpets?
Free gig means free entry.
Yeah.
And then you get a gig on top.
And then you just drink your way through the night.
Gig your way through the drink.
Jazz? They're always. Bip it up, Scooby Doo.
Yeah, but they never say jazz.
They say all that jazz.
That one song does.
All that
and I think
jazz.
That, and I think that was a hip hop song.
All that jazz.
I'm talking all that jazz.
Yeah, right.
But that's talking all that jazz. Mm. It's not. That's talking jazz.
Talking jazz is scatting.
Is it though?
Scoobity beep bop.
Scoobity doo doo.
That makes sense.
Yeah, it does. But
You're down the market. How was the market? I didn't go. I slept.
Yeah, it's pretty average, man. It's bloody Greek Easter today.
Ah, yes.
Happy Greek Easter.
I knew that because we're trying to get souvlakis on Friday night from the Greek place. No, they weren't delivering because it was Greek Easter.
How long does Greek Easter go for? Are they killing Jesus on that day again?
I'm not sure.
Because haven't we killed Jesus by that stage?
Is that just their dates? They go, no, happen here now, not them.
And then what is it? What is it? What is the Greek Easter compared to Catholicism?
Is there eggs?
It's Greek.
Easter egg hunts?
Catholic?
Yeah.
I think Greek Easter, don't they? They paint the eggs, don't they?
Yeah. Boiled eggs. Who wants that?
No. Dye the eggs and bloody... Come on, kids, go around and eat the old cold eggs.
That have been sitting out in the sun for at least 45 minutes.
I think the thing is...
Got any mayo with that?
You paint the eggs, and that's the ceremony.
You dip them in, like, food colouring and shit.
Mm.
Get it all up in your fingers.
Yeah, that's one thing I haven't done for a long time.
Definitely cancelled the camping trip we said we were going to do before this weekend. Gone. Yeah.
Okay.
So, well, I just got so dang busy.
Yeah. So, all right. So then an after hours activity, which we're planning to do. We missed the last one, but there's a dorm all the time.
Right.
There's one on the bloody 9th of May, which is maybe next Wednesday.
Yeah.
But then we're going to plan one for a little bit further on, where we're going to go to the old Melbourne Gale.
All right. Yeah.
For ghost tour. I've shopped around. Ness is out. Yep. She's not in the mood.
See, it's not the scare. It's I don't want to bring back any of the gin, you know, the spirits that attach.
The bad gin.
Yeah.
But I think if you communicate with the spirits,
don't
you provoke.
Ever talk to them.
No, you provoke them. Once they know that you know that they know that they're there.
Well, they can attach.
They can appear and they can start scooching stuff about and scrimping your fucking
back when you...
But would you want to come on the ghost tour? Because I mentioned it to Mumsy and she was kind of partly keen. We're talking like an hour and a half ghost stories in the dark at Old Melbourne Gale.
How much? What time does it start?
It's like
35. Oh, and it's getting dark early, so we could get the 6
you
o'clock
get, sesh. No, you get the 9 o'clock sesh.
Is it? Oh, you go for dinner first, din-din's first.
Din-din's, What's a good ghost, pre-ghost meal?
Chinese. You go to that massive Chinese place in the city. What is that, Hot Boxing or something like that?
No, there's got to be a ghost thing.
City Walk or
meal. It's got to be a ghost thing meal. Ghost Peppers.
Yeah, Ghost Peppers. Make your eyes cry.
What's another good ghost?
Ghost. I'm thinking eggs again.
Why?
Scrambled eggs. It has sort of has that Slimer sort of Ghostbusters. It's got
it smells like a fart.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
It's like, who farted?
Yeah, like an omelette.
Wasn't there like, oh no, that was the young ones with the big puff of smoke. Did you fart? You eat the Turkish delight. But ghost tour, because I are mostly been watching lately. My algorithm, I've turned it into just ghost stories.
All right.
And we've been like fanging them.
So you're probably pretty well schooled at this point. Can you tell a phony from
100%
from the real thing
straight away?
Is it the grain? Is it the lack of background?
No. So you've got apparition.
Yeah.
Which is like ghostly.
Like
shadow bastards and corner of my eye kind of guys.
The shadow people.
They're just like scooch about in the periphery of your floaters.
Like the floaters, yeah.
Floaters.
But scary.
Yeah, like, but then you got the poltergeist.
Right.
Which they go. Start moving shit. I don't want to move. Oh, this towel's moving. Right. They'll move shit about and ghost about like the apparition.
Are they angry?
So it's a rock and roll.
Are they malicious?
No, they're pretty like mischievous at the start, but then as soon as you start acknowledging them, the fun turns into not so fun. Like they'll slam a door and then they'll...
It's like in a horror movie where you see a kid running down the hallway, and then you catch up to the kid. What are you doing here, kid? It turns around.
Yes, never trust a child.
No, it's not a child.
It's a demon. It's a demon. So you got the demons, which marry closely into the poltergeist.
Yes. And where would a skinwalker come into this?
Oh, that's in the cryptids and paranormal.
Paranorming.
It's
very scary, those guys.
Those ones are scary, but you get them on, they're more like trail cameras and farm.
The woods.
Stuff. And
a lot of people disappear in the woods, man. And it could be cryptids, could be like Billy Bob and his mate.
Speaking of gin-gins, and then you got poltergeist, then you got the
who's rattling the chains in the attic?
I think that's poltergeist,
right?
Because anything that involves movement.
So who's the
standard ghost is?
Yeah. I used to live here in the mansion, and I died here.
Yeah, it's like echoes of a past existence.
Yes.
And then you've got the residuals.
Right.
like what you're saying.
In and out of they're
attached to the story.
Yeah, okay.
And relate to the story of the place, of the Spookins.
Yeah, like at an old pub and stuff.
Yeah, shit like that. Yeah. Oh, that's just Larry.
Yeah, he's the old publican.
And he messes with the glasses and that's his thing.
Yeah, because he thinks he's still there.
He's still there.
I've got to work again. I can't believe it.
Then you got this other one that I've come across, The Mimic, where I've seen a few weird ones.
Mm. Oh, where they've calling out your name?
In your voice.
That's
you calling yourself. That's a skinwalker. They
intertwine
with the vortex opening style.
Because they'll turn into like a cat, like you hear your name and you go up there and it's just a bloody black cat or...
Yeah, nah, there's the shapeshifters. Mm. They appear as other things, and then they're generally demonic.
And do the aliens ever cross over into cryptids? Can we be mistaking the aliens for them?
Heavily on the mimic.
Because if I didn't know better, and I was seeing a little alien, like a really small one, I could think that's a gnome. Or
then you're going into the mystical world, fairies,
dragons, wizards, warlocks, swordsmen. You got your archer, you got your the kings, the queens,
but the
knights.
Now they're generally the apparition ones, where they're creatures or whatever. They're usually an outside kind of spookins,
right?
Yeah, you get a scratching at your door, and
what's your You've heard footsteps. You've had some spookins.
Well, you Ness and I were outside of Mum and Dad's thing, Kitchione, on the balcony there. Yeah, we heard someone going from one end of the house in bloody army boots.
But it was probably Macca, one of Steve and Mick's mate, bloody coming to get a bloody Vegemite sandwich.
God rest his soul. But
he did come home quite a few times, and he was in the house making sausage rolls.
G'day, Mrs. T. G'day, Nudge. Yeah. I've had a few.
Well, you've seen UFOs. Well, what were UFOs?
Had a few ghosty boasties in my time. Did a gig once at the Bakehouse, which is a rehearsal room.
Mm.
And it was a performance we were doing for bloody Mushroom Records, like an audition thing for somebody else. And I was DJing for him.
Right.
Colby Marsh.
Oh, yeah.
And I was on stage and this dude walked to about there in my vision, which is just outside.
So he's a floater. That
level with my ears.
He's an eye floater.
No, it was solid as the day.
As the Dickens would say.
As the Dickens. And he had a long brown...
Dickens.
on. And big hat.
Right.
So I've sort of seen this dude but kept performing and thought it was somebody that worked at Bakehouse.
Sure.
But then did the thing.
Eccentric. Finished. Guy in a brown coat and a big hat.
He was just having a look seeing what was going on. Yeah. Generally people do scooch up behind me to see and just go, is that turntable? Is he a real dude?
Can you play something good?
Yeah. Do you reckon you could turn it down or shut up or go home? Boo is the other big one.
Yeah.
Sure enough, finish the song, turn around to acknowledge Overcoat. No one there. And it was all I could see was the fucking corner of the room.
Right, no back door, no side.
Needless to say, we did not get the audition.
didn't get the contract.
But
that's probably a good thing.
Well, to break the ice, when they said, "Oh yeah, you know, this day," they were giving us notes on how to improve the act. And it's like, I don't need no notes. I'm not afraid of no notes.
I've got a note for you. Yeah. Now, what we're gonna do?
What you gonna do?
We're gonna take you back into the back room.
To break the uneasiness of like them breaking it to us that we weren't gonna get. No ghost for us. Yeah. I told the ghost story and they were like, the executives, they were right into the story. Loved it.
Yeah, so now you can go, now we got something to market.
Yes.
Ghost boy and singing girl.
DJ.
She's dead. He's a DJ together.
He wears a big hat and a brown overcoat. Maybe I should have got notes off him because he was actually watching us.
Yeah. He's been watching every act.
So that was a ghosty, and another ghosty one where we're for Jen Jen's wedding.
Mm.
We're in Tasmania, and she hired this like farmhouse thing out. Ooh. And Ness and I wake up in the middle of the night. It's probably about 3 o'clock, which is witching hour.
It is.
And we heard down this, because there was this hallway that went from the front door to the back door. You could see right through the house. It's quite long, but it was 100% chains and metal being dragged down this hallway, and you could hear chains, and it was heavy dragging, heavy lifting. And we were in bed just going, "What in the fuck is that?"
Right.
That was scary. And then we quizzed everyone in the morning. No one was up. No one was dragging stuff down the hall. And so that was something.
That was large Marge.
Mm.
What about this, though? When you're in the forest and you think you're hearing a mimic, there's a bird in Australia in the Dandenongs called the lyrebird. And it's
great at night, though, were they?
Yeah, and they're talented. You could be hearing a chainsaw. What is it? It's a chainsaw. Yeah. No, it's a lyrebird.
Mm, that's a good point. I would always say that those...
Depends where you are, what country you're in, right?
Yeah.
Because if you hear a possum or a koala at night in a tree, it's
well, you're gonna think
scary.
Bigfoot. Yeah, you're going to think Bigfoot straight away.
Yeah.
Yeah. Scooching about.
Especially if they're fighting trees. Or they've got the chlamydias. You know?
I'd be bloody heaving hard if I had the chlamids.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you?
I guess.
Yeah, but that's we've been watching that, and then so from that we from the ghosty things, we're like, let's up the ante. Let's
have a seance.
No, never seance.
No,
never seance.
Never seance. No,
no, not interested.
Remember, you did one with Thorpey, wasn't it?
No, it was with Bernard.
Yeah,
and Holdsy.
That was it.
We're up in the reserve.
Right.
Did a seance.
Yeah.
And then we did that up near the fireplace. So for you to picture it.
Left of the
tunnels.
Right.
Just near the freeway.
Yeah.
And which is, we found out later, that's the, it's heavy on the Aboriginal birthing ground.
Right. That creek.
Yeah. That area is heavily... heavily
women's history. Area for having births.
Yeah, right. Yeah, they go for miles and miles around just to have a squidge in the bush, pop out another baby, and so we did a seance up there, and like right in the middle of the seance, a branch, like from the tree above, and it was a fresh break,
right?
Like one of those breaks over your knee kind of breaks, bang, right in the middle of us, this massive branch. We're just like, oh fuck, let's get the fuck out of here.
This.
Didn't close off the seance properly.
Ah.
And so like I was carrying the cup with the ghosty woesty still inside of it, because we were going to go to a safe space to release the evil spirits, right? As you do. And then got down to about the bike track, and like, believe me or not, whatever you want to believe.
Well,
I'm holding the glass like this, and I feel in my hand, I got hit by something, and the glass went flying and smashed on the bike track.
What are you doing, you dickhead?
Yeah, it's like then the ghosty got out and bloody.
So that's why you've been how you've been.
It's been probably hanging off me ever since. That was
leeching.
That was the last sounds I ever.
Does watched, keep the weight off though, I've noticed.
Is it?
Yeah. Having someone like it's a tapeworm eaten in.
It's a ghost diet. yeah. So well, then so we wanted to up the ante, and we're thinking, where's the best place we could do it? A couple of the ghost tours we looked into have closed down now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, shut up shop. But they're still doing it at the old Melbourne Gay Ole.
All right. Well,
I say Gay Ole because it's spelled GAOL.
Yes.
The old way of...
Old wellying.
Yeah.
Well, I'm in.
You'll do it?
If you drive.
Yeah, I'll drive.
We'll do it for the pod. Surely.
It's got to be scary.
Hmm.
Because you're doing is hearing tales.
Prison, Meg. Prison.
But wouldn't you...
Stay out of prison.
Wouldn't you rig the priz up? When you rig the priz up, so you're telling the story and then somebody else...
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. Pink, Tink. Yeah. Sometimes we call this ghost the Tink, and then
you do it as a ghost house for a season during like Halloween. Mm. You go right. You're going through the front door, and then it's a maze, and you got to walk around.
You got to get
scaring
out.
The shit out of you.
Yeah,
but we're putting like creeps in the God. Cells.
I don't like jump scares. I don't like fake scares.
Mm.
I want to be
actually scared.
Yeah, I want to. I want to be like ready to leave as soon as I get there.
Right,
kind of vibes. Yeah, well, I'm sure we will.
I feel so good about this.
Yeah,
it's a bad idea.
It sucks. Yeah, it's a bit more theatrical than I thought it's going to be.
$65.
Is what's his name with the big Ned Kelly.
Yeah.
Is he going to haunt the place where he was hanged, or is he going to haunt
the hangar? I think the warden.
So is he going to haunt the
premises?
Do you haunt where you die? That's what I'm saying. Or is he going to be up at Beechworth?
Right,
haunting the pub,
and then if
they've got a ghost story of old Neddy hanging around the ghost pub, and then old Melbourne Jail's got a story about him hanging around the noose, so to speak.
Yeah.
So they hung him, right? Believe?
Because they did the bust, like the
death
the death mask, right? And they had one of those up at the police academy. You were saying?
No, they had some of his armour up there.
Right. Maybe. You know, whatever. We're not going to put the real stuff up on show, but you're really liking that drink over there.
Good.
I think you keep saying that. I think if you cut your head off, did they cut his head off?
No, they hung it.
They just hung him and then, so no
part. No, they shave all your bloody hairs off.
Yeah.
So like.
They can get the mask.
Well,
the
you get
clay.
The mask because it's just a terrible, terrible, terrible nightmare trying to scooch plaster out of his beard.
Yeah.
Can't get a cast of a beard.
No.
You put a fake beard on a cast. And then you go,
yeah, sure do.
And you go, that looks like Ned. But none of us, we only know him with his full metal jacket on and his beardo. Mm. So when you see a death mask, he just looks like...
Weird guy.
Bazza from the pub.
Yeah. I think if any part of Ned Kelly is left at the prison... And it's not with his body at his burial site. Like, I think that's when you get started haunting in two places.
Didn't his head get ganked?
I don't know.
I thought his skull got ganked.
Oh, that sounds about right, doesn't it?
So, is he haunting
the
location of the skull?
Yeah.
It's up in a barn in a box somewhere.
He's pissed off with the great, great, great... grandfather that stole the head, the skull.
Mm.
But yeah, if you're related and you still got the skull, you're getting a ghost.
So you got a 9 o'clock appointment.
Ghost in old Melbourne Jail, yeah.
And then you got a 7 o'clock appearance at Beechworth.
Yeah.
And then you got 3 a.m. to 4 a.m.
Yeah. It was witching hour.
The witching hour down at the stash spot of your skullo.
Yeah. My coins.
How are we going there?
48 mins.
Is it? So there you go. So we're going to go.
All right, that's good. That sounds good. That's good.
That's a good one.
What have you been watching? What have you been doing? What have you been seeing? What have you been
watching Silo.
Yes. Yes, yeah. Good recommend, Ash.
That is
have
good
you
one.
Noticed that a lot of shows that are coming out now are bunker related?
Yes.
Motif, like, oh, there's been people living underground for a long, 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 long.
So that's, are we talking, if we calling that sci-fi?
Yeah, I guess so.
Is it?
It's future.
Apocalyptic.
Yeah.
Sci-fi.
Mm. Is it sci-fi just because
lo-fi sci-fi.
Just because it's in the future, does it make it sci-fi?
Yeah, it's 130 years in the future.
And then that Fallout, which is another video game.
Yeah.
They're just remaking video games. That's in a bunker, Fallout bunker. Bunker related.
There's two.
There's heaps of bunker shit going on.
Mm. Bunker, bunker, bunker.
Bunker Boys.
That's Bunker Boys.
It's my new band. It's the Bunker Boys. Europop.
Yeah, okay. The Bunker Boys.
Yeah.
Bunk. So to bunk somebody, we call it dink, but I think they call it bunk.
What, when you... let someone stand on the back of your car or your
bike. Stand on your pegs at the back or sit on the handlebars.
Yes, that's a dink.
That's a dink here.
Yeah.
But is it a bunk overseas?
I don't know why you'd think that. Have you heard that?
Yeah, I think I have.
Mm.
Bunk.
Bunker boys.
Bunk meaning?
UK.
Then do I say bike? I'll say bike.
Yeah.
What is a bonk? I don't know what a bonk is. I think
we all know what that
is. What's a bonk on a bike? That's a really uncomfortable bonk is what it is. What are the symptoms of bonking?
Oh, well.
Bonking occurs when your muscles run out of glycogen, aka fuel, forcing you to feel symptoms like fatigue, heavy limbs, dizziness, and hunger.
That's bonking, is it?
That's oh man, I got bonked last night.
Yeah, I'm so dehydrated. Yeah. I've got no glucose.
Yeah, I've really got bonked. What is bonking on a bike? In other words, it's the condition where your muscles run out of fuel.
No. Yeah. Or go dink. See if that's in there.
Okay, what's dink?
Why are you telling this, by the way, in the meantime?
Why?
About dinking?
I think we're talking about bunker boys, right, bonker boys. Bonk.
That all makes sense.
A ride on the crossbar or handlebars of a bicycle.
Yeah.
Australian colloquialisms. Colloquialism.
That's like the time of Ned Kelly.
It's good.
It's colonialism.
Colonialism. But colloquialism is maybe a good name for a hip-hop act.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you say?
I'm colloquialism.
What's a dink in Vietnam?
Yeah, I don't know.
Offensive slur applied to Viet Cong or soldier. All right, well,
saying that then.
Stop. Sorry about that, guys. They
did that.
Google did that.
Yeah.
That's Google's.
Not warning.
It's Google's.
Not warning us. We've got a bloody broadcast here.
So, Mason, I told this on Madonna's podcast, but Mason said to me the other day, so if a bike rider is a cyclist, then is a race driver a racist?
Bam! You got the job, kid.
So that is fucking genius, mate. Did you come up with that? Yeah, I did.
Write it down. Yeah, that's your first joke.
I've said it twice, so. But I'll give him credit, and I said every time I tell it, I'll give you credit.
Oh, can I have my credit? Where my credit is due, please?
Oh, yeah. So you're right. I was wrong.
Thank you.
Because the Caribbean... Much loved Caribbean
Gardens, which is, for if you're playing at home or overseas, it is a huge park in the southeast suburbs or whatever. Yeah. Frederick Gully Way.
Big in the 50s, 60s, yeah, 60s, like 70s.
Playground and fairgrounds and lots of lakes and water skiing. And
lots of fiberglass stuff.
Toys and cages full of birds. Big heads. And then they'd have a massive market every weekend and you get all your car shows junk. And that was Caribbean or Caribbean Gardens, however you want to say
it. However you want to say it.
So it went under.
Yes. And then came back and then went under again.
And then someone bought it to put on events.
Which we always said should be a place to do it.
It's great, but here's the rub. There is no public transport out there. There's no train.
Right? No.
So it's buses only.
So they put a big event on and it was all the stars.
Mm, who was going to boo there? Blondie, an 87-year-old woman.
Blondie.
Placebo.
Deep Purple. Dead Kennedys. Which they turned up. Deep Purp.
Yeah.
Deep Purple.
Mm-hmm.
Smoke on the Water.
Yes.
Alice and Cooper's. Yeah. Alice and the Cooper's.
And Wolf Mother, I think. There was a full
So
full
a few big spread. Names. But yeah. I said to you over some drinks, bloody Deep Purple are coming of the Caribbean.
Yeah.
And you're like, nah. And I said, they fucking are, man. They're on the bill. It's the biggest name draw card, on the thing.
All smoked on the water, man.
He said, they mark my words, they are not fucking coming. They will not come. They don't come.
They're not going to Caribbean Gardens.
It is true. Now that I put it together,
yeah,
it's right.
Yeah. It's a fire festival. What are you gonna all do? Again.
Fucking drive him. How embarrassing.
I know. You're going to fly him into Moorabbin Airport and then you're going to get a Uber or a limousine to the Caribbean Gardens. Maybe a helicopter.
25 minutes into that trip, they're going, where the fuck is this shit?
Where is that? What's going on? And then they get there and like, why does it look like it's straight out of the fucking 40s?
Are they helicoptering
Blondie?
Dead Kennedys and are they doing trips?
So who bailed?
Well, you said Deep Purple, mark my words, will never come. And they bailed.
Yeah, and so. Then Placebo went, nah, we're fucking out.
I think Placebo.
Let's just have a quick scooch about the, it's like this the Fire Festival that, like, you know, we're organizing this massive event. It's going to be huge. We've had a confirmation. Well, not really, but Blondie's going to be there. Blondie is 70, 80 years old.
Yeah, and then what's she gonna play?
Young Tom Freddy in the back of the boys. Apparently, she wasn't. It was a great show, but she wasn't. Her vocals weren't really up.
Imagine
to,
being on this bill. Yeah. Hello, Sunshine, 2024. The lineup is here: Grinspoon, The Veronicas, Pete Murray, The Temper Trap, The Wiggles.
Oh.
What Wiggles? Let's go. Let's go.
Did you find it? Was that the one we're talking about?
Deep. Let's go Deep Purple.
Yeah.
All right. Pandemonium rocks.
Yeah, rock and roll.
Rock and roll. Live festival, newest live festival, the Pandemoniums. Scrolling down. Let's see. Alice Cooper. Blondie.
Mm.
Psychedelic Furs. Wolf Mother. Wheatus. Cosmic Psychos.
Oh, so like Wheatus is I'm Just a Teenage Dirtbag. Play the song again.
Play it again, yeah. What's this song?
Was that Weezer? I don't know.
Yeah, no, I think that's Wheatus.
Yeah. Quill Wheatus.
Quill Wheatus. So let's just go Deep Purple cancelled. And then see if they've got a reason. Because we deserve a reason, don't we?
Mm.
Hits back at Pandemonium Rocks Festival. Hits back at cancellation.
That's just like headline after headline, isn't it, that you're reading, saying the same thing over and over again?
Yeah, no, Kathy Freeman Park, Olympic Park, Gold, Doug Jennings Park and Brisbane Island Resort Hotel. Heavy metal music superstars. Gang of Four, have you ever heard of them?
Nope.
No, no one has. Bands across the two stages, blah, blah, blah. Rumors of Pandemonium's cancellation. News report, Airlight Trend in March has been canned, so it's going ahead. Concert canned. Okay, let's see what they say.
Izzy, it's understood the highly anticipated Pandemonium Festival has been scrapped. Nine News understands, Eva, the festival, which is expected to be held here at Doug Jennings Park, has been cancelled along with shows right across the nation, including Sydney, Melbourne and Brisbane. We've been told, despite the huge lineup, which includes Blondie, Alice Cooper and Wolf Mother, ticket sales are low and traffic chaos seen during the Fred Again concert are some of the reasons why organisers are pulling the pin here on the coast. Interstate negativity surrounding the Sydney show being held on Anzac Day also not helping. Okay. It's understood organisers have not yet notified those who've already purchased tickets, and as we go to air tonight, tickets remain on sale. We called the promoter, Apex Entertainment, this afternoon to set the story straight.
Yeah. What you got to say?
My bloody vibe.
Just can you confirm the show's 100% going ahead? Well, the promoter didn't say too much, Eva. They
didn't say too much.
May relocate the festival to Broadwater Parklands, but either way, plenty of ticket holders are being left in the dark. Okay, we'll be watching with interest.
Oh, yeah, we will not be watching with
interest. How about this, right?
So then they all got fucking cancelled.
How about this, right, for an idea, you promoters? The Caribbean Gardens for starters.
No, Pandemonium is not cancelled.
Well, they play it in Melbourne.
Okay. Yep, go keep going. Yep.
I think what you should do is you could probably sell out a massive fucking Deep Purple tour, and we just go and see Deep Purple and Blondie's backing them up.
Yeah.
Just, you see two bands, and you lock them in with tight bloody.
I don't know.
Contracts.
I think the days of the festy fucking days are over.
Who wants to line up for everything?
It's played out. So played out.
And what's great about when you go and see a band at a theatre, they start at 10, they're out by 11:15, you're on your way home.
You see
every song you wanted to see. Yep.
And then they're out and they come on for maybe two songs for an encore.
Yep.
And then they fuck off and we fuck off and everyone fucking is happy.
We usually leave just before they play the big hit.
I think we stayed to the last, to the end, lights up for
Cinnamandy. Sounds like a prostitute.
It sure does. Cinema. Cinnamon, you're thinking of.
All right, yes. Yeah. Cinnamon candy. Well, it's been a bloody delight. And as I watched the sun set on this beautiful Sunday afternoon in Melbourne town, as the fog starts to roll in, I put my mind towards a fire in my fireplace and maybe a glass of red wine or a scotch.
Which is, or possibly some gin in my
In my delicious
drink. I will give one quick shout out at the end to Mason, my boy, my son, my lad. kicked 5 goals in soccer the other day.
Five goals. Yes.
Of 15. 15-0. 5 of which was Mason's. First proper match.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And he killed just it. Dominated.
He totally Ronaldo'd
it. Ronaldo.
Ronaldo. So, shout out there.
Is he like 6 foot taller than everyone else?
He's the oldest.
Doesn't really
happen. He's the oldest in grade 6, can you believe it?
Oh, right.
Can you believe it?
Doesn't really help with soccer, though, does it? Be tall? You've got to be low to the ground.
Kick long a little legs, bit harder.
Long legs.
Yeah, I guess.
All right. Well, yes, it's not going to wrap up itself, Tim. No. Thanks for listening. And we'll see you again when we see you again.
Yeah, keep them poops to yourself. I'm Timmy Taco.
I'm Jez Mott. I'm Jez Plop.
I'm Timmy Tuck Poo.
There it is. They hop, they duck, they climb. They go through two at a time. Yo, jump in the turnstile. Jump the turnstile. Jump the turnstile. Leap over the turnstile. Hop over the turnstile. At 10 feet. He's like a ninja. Jump in the turnstile. And it's no small thing. I definitely jump the turnstile. Jump the turnstile. I definitely would do it once, twice, something, do it over again. Whenever I believe I have to do it, I do it. I get way too close. And there was no one there, so I figured it'd be just easier to jump the turnstile. So I jumped some fairs in my day. I definitely jumped the turnstile a few times. Jump the turnstile. Turnstile instead of just paying a $2.25. Jump the turnstile. Jump the turnstile. The turnstile. We are the antibacterial wipes. This don't even look sanitary.